anything different from what?
Well, you would say Mr. Smith. They might say Mr. what?
Files.
Uh-huh. Are using his first name, would they be likely to use his first name?
Oh, they'd probably call me Miss Margaret.
Miss Margaret. They would probably call you by your first name rather than
uh-huh.
your last name.
They sure would.
If it were a man, would he ever call him Master John or Master Bob?
No.
Would he ever say Marse? Marse John?
Yeah.
Marse is a mm-hmm. word that a Negro would likely
That's
use,
right.
but I've never heard a white person use mm-hmm. it. All right. What white people you who aren't well off and they haven't had a good education, especially those that are good for nothing and too lazy to work, what would you call them?
White trash.
All right. Does it make any difference if they're town or country people?
I don't guess.
Any other terms you can think of for white trash?
What about what?
Would you call them poor whites?
Poor whites or low-class people.
All right. Now, what do you mean exactly by cracker?
I don't know.
Now, come on, you must have. You wouldn't have lied.
When I was in California this summer, Dickie's landlady was talking about this girl that she used to work with in a restaurant out there in California. And she said the only way she could really get next to that girl, you know, was to call her Georgia Cracker. And she said, you know, we used to have the Atlanta Crackers. You know, baseball team?
Oh, yes.
Braves
uh-huh.
now.
Uh-huh.
Used to be the Atlanta Crackers.
Oh.
So anybody was from Georgia, there's a Georgia Cracker. But it's not a bad name. I wouldn't mind people anybody calling me a Georgia Cracker.
I'm glad I've been called a cracker. When I was teaching in Columbus, Ohio, I think it was, one of the color children came in, and this was a child I'd had trouble with, and I said, if you don't have your homework tomorrow, you better not come to school. She just never did anything, you know, a little beautiful little colored girl, but she really didn't care much for school. And the kids all came in the next day, and the first thing the first one in line said to me, and everyone after repeated, was, "Miss Anderson, Sondra called you a white soda cracker."
A white soda cracker.
So I heard it 25 times, and I wasn't sure what it meant, but I didn't think it meant anything very complimentary. All right. What do Negroes call poor white people?
I don't know.
Can you, did you ever hear him speak of them?
Mm-mm.
All right. What do people call country people in this area? Some funny terms or derogatory terms or just
country hick.
Country hick. What else? You've said some of them. Crackers and
hillbillies.
Uh-huh.
But we don't have hillbillies down here. Well, they up in the mountains.
There are they? Uh-huh. Okay. Any other
country
one?
Folks?
Okay. How about hayseed?
Mm-hmm. Country people.
All right. Somebody who lives out in the country doesn't know anything about town ways, and when he gets to count town, he stands out. He might say, "I don't know anything about city ways. I'm just an old what?"
There's no country boy.
How would town people refer to him? Children might say, "Look at that old."
Look at that old country boy, a country hick.
All right. Any particular terms that black people might use? Look at that old. Do you know the term Hoosier?
I've heard it.
You know, what does it mean to you?
Just like that. It'd just be a nickname for somebody in the country.
For a country person. If someone's waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out and he calls, "Hey, will you be ready soon?" You might answer, "I'll be with you in
just a minute."
How far is it, if you know you're on the right road but you aren't sure of the distance, you ask somebody how
far it is to a certain town.
All right. If you're pointing out something nearby, you say,
"That's it."
All right. You're pointing out something and you want me to see it, you say,
"Look over there and see."
All right. Or look.
Look and see.
All right. If you're going to fuss at somebody, what would you say?
"Look here."
All right. Would that be sort of a reprimand if you said it that way? "Look here." All right. If you want to know how many times, you say, "How blank do you go to town?"